Sunday, October 20th. When I woke up this morning, I was in a decent mood for about 30 seconds. Then all the horrible memories from Mackenzie's party came flooding into my brain like a massive tidal wave. I just wanted to crawl deep under the covers and hide there for the rest of the school year. Now I'm feeling hopelessly depressed. I checked my answering machine and was not that surprised to see Chloe and Zoe had each left me like a dozen messages. But I decided not to call them back. The last thing I felt like doing was blabbing on the phone for 3 hours about how Mackenzie and Jessica had tortured me and destroyed my dress. Although I can't blame Chloe and Zoe for being super mad at me for just disappearing into thin air like that. I'd wanted to get the heck out of there as fast as possible. I guess I completely bugged out. Anyway, around noon, my mom came bouncing up the stairs to tell me that lunch was ready. Then out of the blue, she smiled really big and said, "Guess what, honey? I have a little surprise for you." And no, I didn't think she had finally gotten me a cell phone, even though I've been wanting one, like, forever. Apparently, Dad was sorting through stuff in the attic when he discovered a box of Mom's old costumes from her Shakespeare theater days back in college. When she showed me her Juliet costume, I was like, wow! The dress was made of the most beautiful plush purple velvet and had gold embroidered trim along the sleeves and skirt. It came with a curly wig and a fancy eye mask decorated with purple beads, ribbons, and feathers. The outfit looked like something a real princess might wear, and it was in great condition, even after being in storage all those years. Because the dress had a lace-up front, Mom thought it would fit me perfectly. She said I was welcome to use it for the Halloween dance. I thanked her and told her it was the best costume ever. But when she begged me to try it on, I kind of stammered and came up with the excuse that I had to study for a big test. I promised her I would try it on after dinner. Which, BTW, was a lie. I absolutely loved the costume. But I had no intention of wearing it. Ever. After last night's disaster, just the thought of attending another party actually made me want to vomit. I guess I'm still traumatized or something. At this point, I plan to skip the Halloween dance and just help out at Brianna's ballet party. I've already spent the money I was paid, so I'm pretty much stuck doing that one. But I'm not going to stress about it. I mean, what could possibly go wrong at a party for a bunch of six-year-olds? I'll be spending the rest of Halloween night sitting on my bed in my pajamas, staring at the wall, and sulking. Which for some reason always makes me feel better. I just hope Chloe and Zoe don't get mad at me and decide they don't want to hang out with me anymore. Having friends is so complicated. Which, BTW, reminds me that I am not looking forward to seeing Brandon in biology class tomorrow. That look on his face just keeps haunting me. I feel really awful about acting the way I did, but I couldn't help it. I'm pretty sure by now he hates my guts. If I was him, I definitely would.